to Godfrey Bloom. Godfrey is a former MEP here in Yorkshire and also a research economist. Hello, Godfrey.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us. And what do you make of today's coverage? A gap in pay between men and women is on average, they say, 18.4%. It doesn't paint a good picture in 2017, does it?
No, not if you believe the extrapolation of the Fawcett Society figures, which, of course, they do every year, which are actually fairly bogus. These statistics from the Office of National Statistics, and they've been cherry-picked, as they are every year, by the Fawcett Society. Now, if you look carefully at the statistics, you will see that women in between the ages of 18 and 36, there is no gender pay gap at all.
Well, the thing is, if you don't believe their statistics, nothing I say will help you believe their statistics. But if that's the case, then, you know, what about the rest of us? That's still pretty rubbish.
Yes, you've got to just, if you let me finish on what the statistics, the Office of National Statistics actually say, that from 18 to 36, there is no gender pay gap at all. So that's a whole age range there. And in fact, in Northern Ireland, women are paid marginally more than men in Northern Ireland, which is something the Fawcett Society has actually left out of their report. So you can always extrapolate statistics to make your argument. But of course, what the Fawcett Society always overlook, and I think it's a great shame, and that is, you'll be too young probably to remember, those very brave women at Ford of Dagenham.
Yes,
they fought both unions, and they fought the management, and it was a long, hard fight for them for semi-skilled equal pay. They won. They got Barbara Castle on their side, and the 1970 Equal Pay Act went through. So actually, it is illegal not to pay women and men for the same job. It's illegal.
So you're saying it's not happening then, Godfrey? Is it just not happening?
No, it isn't happening. And what if you think about, if you take those figures from 18 to 36, where there's no gender pay gap, it then starts to widen. But it widens because people start to make different lifestyle choices. And that's what the problem that you will have, and you will always have, which, yes, indeed, it will last another 100 years, because women then make very often different choices.
You mean having babies and things?
Yes, they have babies, and of course that means that they then go into part-time work, or they come out of the workplace maybe for a period of 5 years, and so they lose seniority and that kind of thing. All these things come. And my wife was one of those people. She's a professional physiotherapist, worked for the NHS, and she made a lifestyle decision when she was about 30 to only work part-time and then come out of the practice completely. So women make these lifestyle choices, and it's very patronising, you know, to suggest that women these days in the modern day and age can't actually look out for themselves. They can, and if you look at the figures very carefully and don't take the skewed figures from the Fawcett Society, you'll see really that there's no case to answer.
I think it's quite difficult to look out for ourselves, because I mean I don't know what it's been like in your career, but I've got actually no idea what any of my colleagues earn, so I couldn't even tell you if I'm getting paid anymore or any less. I mean, generally, Godfrey, do you think we should all just pipe down then?
Yes, basically I do, because I don't think it does women any favours, because what actually happens in the real world, especially in small and medium-sized businesses, if there's going to be an issue, or if there's perceived to be an issue, it then prejudices against employing women in the first place, because you are feared, a small employer is afeard that he will be buying trouble. So it actually doesn't help. And if any of your listeners are interested in a bit more depth, if they look on the Institute of Economic Affairs website, they'll actually see the numbers produced by the University of Buckingham, and it tells a completely different story to the Fawcett Society.
Do you not think it's just good to talk about these things, though? Because there's definitely still inequalities. There are inequalities.
There are inequalities all round. Yes, that is quite true. And one of the great inequalities, of course, is the Fawcett Society, which employs only women. That's one, they don't employ men. That's an interesting statistic to start with, isn't it? but yes, of course, there will always be, because humankind is humankind. But it is illegal, as I say, in 1970, those wonderful women from Dagenham, it is illegal not to pay a woman the same as a man for the same work. It is illegal. And if any of your colleagues are getting more than you and you find out, you can sue the BBC.
Well, I'm on it, Godfrey, I'm there. As ever, always very interesting talking to you. This is Godfrey Bloom, who is a former MEP, he's also a research economist. Thank you very much, Godfrey.
You're very welcome.
Take care, bye-bye.
Bye.